You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome back, and thank you very much for sticking around. You're still listening to Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. It is 10 minutes now after 1. Like I said, let's go into our next segment. Our next segment is about cancer, life after cancer. Cancer, we've been talking about it ever since last week, and so we're still on it today. Cancer survival is a very, well, not so clear piece of information for us, because anyone, or almost anyone, when we say cancer, everyone cries and weeps and feels it's a death sentence. But cancer survival rates, we are told, are rising, which means more and more people are living after they have had an encounter with cancer. But the journey doesn't end after treatment. Cancer survivors face physical, emotional, and lifestyle changes. And so, we're to discuss how to navigate life after cancer and thrive in the new normal. Joining us now is Ms. Lerato Malakwan. I'm hoping I'm reading that correctly, Ms. Lerato Malakwan. Let's get into it without further ado. What are some of the long-term effects cancer survivors may experience?
Oh, Naye, you know, cancer treatment is very rough on the body. So the long-term effects include things like ongoing fatigue and weakness. Our survivors experience that a lot. We also have survivors that experience amnesia, which is memory loss, which is due to the medication that they are given that is to improve sleep, promote sleep. They can also experience ease of bruising. The body can easily bruise because the body has been through such a difficult time that anything and can easily bruise the body, right? And then we also have the mental issue of always having that, you know, when you go through trauma, you always feel like it's not over. You always have that thing at the back of your mind that any little pain, could it be cancer coming back? So it's the daily things that cancer survivors go through.
Amnesia. How long does that last? How long does the amnesia last?
So it's different. It's case by case. It's depending on our bodies and how they react to treatment.
Right.
Remember, there's no flatline effect for everyone.
Okay.
It will depend on your body and how well it responded to treatment. But usually it can last for, it can be temporary, but in some severe cases, it could be permanent.
Okay. All right. And then there is the ever-increasing fear that even if you have won this round, it might come back. So how can survivors maintain their health and reduce the risk of recurrence?
Naya, you know, we go back to the basics. It's the same routine that we give healthy people. We say we go back to our diet. We eat a diet that's rich in fruits. We eat a diet that's rich in vegetables and whole grains. Exercising. We encourage exercising to stay strong and maintain a healthy weight. We also encourage regular checkups. You should always know your normal. Here at the Cancer Registry, we say know your normal so you can easily distinguish your abnormal. So we are always telling people, guys, get acquainted with your bodies. No matter what, know your body. Stand in the mirror, look at your body, turn around, 360 views, know your body. So if you see something abnormal, you are able to pick it up quickly and report it.
Yeah.
And then we also say avoid smoking and limit your alcohol consumption.
Okay. And then there are people who feel there's no need for faith, really, because we're not dealing with spirituality here. We're dealing with the physical body. So I ask, what role does faith really play? Faith and gratitude, I suppose. What role does faith and gratitude play in life after cancer?
You know what, Nai? I think even with myself personally, I'm having a serious, serious migraine, I always revert to God, take the wheel. I don't know what's happening.
Okay.
Take the wheel. This is your body. You created it. So fix it.
Right,
I only say that.
Right.
So I really do feel that faith and gratitude, they help cancer survivors to stay positive. They build resilience and they help them cope with the emotional challenges that they face.
Right.
Many find strength and hope in their faith. And also it's that element of being thankful.
Right.
You know, when you're first diagnosed with cancer, it's scary. You've got all these negative emotions. Mm. But once you're getting positive talks with your doctor, you feel like God has come through for me. So then your perspective changes. You become a grateful person and you are grateful for the second chance of life.
Mm. Okay. Mm. Okay. And then, yeah. Survivors, how can survivors support and inspire others going through similar struggles? I'm assuming it is not any and everyone who's going to be a motivational speaker after they have won their battle against cancer, but those that can stand up and speak and support and inspire others, how can those survivors support and inspire others going through similar struggles?
You know, it's the worst thing to feel alone after being diagnosed with cancer, and it's even worse during the process, and it's even a bigger fight after the treatment. So we always encourage survivors to share their story. Share their stories, share their honest experiences, and give hope to those that need it, and give advice to say, look, I've been through this, I was able to fight it, so can you. So we always encourage survivors to be very active in their approach, to inspire, to speak their truth, to not just keep quiet and die alone, because their word could be building someone else out there. We also encourage survivors to join support groups that will allow people that have been newly diagnosed with cancer the space to be able to connect and really listen wholeheartedly to how they got through their cancer journey.
Yeah.
We also ask them to volunteer for cancer awareness and fundraising events. With our advocacy events that we do, we'll try to always have a person that's gone through it.
Right.
Whenever we have an awareness event for any type of cancer, we try to have a survivor, to have a living person that has gone through the experience so that after we educate the masses about that cancer, then they can share their personal story on how they overcame and how they survived cancer.
Okay. And perhaps all on the same wavelength, let's talk about cancer care in general. What steps can be taken to improve cancer care and survivor support systems?
Oh, my goodness, Nai, that's such a sensitive topic, because, you know, we plan to do so many things as the Cancer Registry, but all in all, for those activities to be successful, we need funding, honestly speaking. We need funding. We need increased funding for cancer research and to find better treatments. We need funding to be able to carry out advocacy activities to educate the public on cancer risk factors and early symptoms to allow for early detection.
Right.
And then we also want to create support groups and have resources for emotional and mental health.
Mm.
We also want to provide better follow-up practices that help survivors manage life after their treatment. And all of that needs money, because it also needs time. And we want people to do it wholeheartedly, not having to get their next meal, you understand?
Yeah. Okay, all right. I'm going to leave it there for today. It's only day one for this week. We have an entire week. Much, madam. We really appreciate your time and your patience with us taking our questions and not taking offense. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much, ma'am.
It's a pleasure, Naya. Thank you for having me, and goodbye to your listeners.
Thank you very much.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.